الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله مولانا العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions in a hadith qudsi. A hadith qudsi is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is speaking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that wama taqarraba ilayya 'abdi bi shay'in ahabba ilayya mimma aftaradtuhu 'alayhi. The best way a person can become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by carrying out those acts which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory upon him. So after iman, after a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those things which are fard and compulsory. So the 5 times salah is compulsory. Likewise, fasting in the month of Ramadan, performing hajj once in a lifetime, giving zakat once a year. And together with this, refraining from whatever Allah Ta'ala has made haram and impermissible. When we do those things which are necessary, which are compulsory, then this makes a person very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after a person becomes habituated to living this life in which he carries out the compulsory acts and refrains from those things which are haram, which are impermissible, because his stamina in deen now begins to increase, then he begins to also carry out optional acts. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah Ta'ala further says that وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ مِن نَوَافِلِي حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. That now my servant, he carries on becoming closer to me through the optional acts. So through the fara'id and compulsory acts, we've already become very close to Allah Ta'ala. And through the optional acts, we continue to become closer to Allah until a time comes when Allah Ta'ala says, Hatta uhibbahu, until I begin to love this servant of mine. So now we become the beloved of Allah. So through the fara'id and compulsory acts, we become the close servants of Allah. And then by adding the optional acts into our lives, as many as we possibly can, we reach a stage when we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we become the beloved of Allah, Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah Ta'ala further says that فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ, when I begin to love this particular servant of mine, then كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ, I become the ears with which he listens. So now this person, he will only be able to listen to those things which his ears, which are permissible. Allah Ta'ala will now control him. So he will never listen to anything which is haram. Allah Ta'ala will protect him from those environments, from those gatherings, from sitting with such people where the conversation is not permissible, where there is gossip, where there is backbiting, where there is slandering, where there is music. And not only his ears, but كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says that I become the eyes with which he sees, with which he looks. So now this person will not be able to look at anything which is haram. He will only look at that which is permissible. And وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا, Allah Ta'ala further says that I become the hands with which he touches. So physically, this person will now only do that which is permissible. He will not harm anybody. He will not physically hurt anybody. He will not steal. With his hands, he will not do anything which is haram. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا, and Allah Ta'ala says that I become the feet with which he walks. So he will only walk towards those acts and those places which are again halal and permissible. In other words, his entire life will now become in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the beginning, it will require sacrifice. This is why in the beginning, a person will have to make an effort to ensure that he carries out the compulsory acts and he refrains from those acts which are haram and impermissible. This will require an effort. This will require sacrifice. But when this person makes this effort and when this person makes this sacrifice, then deen and religion will start to become part and parcel of his life. And he will now begin to even do optional things. The very person who was finding it difficult to carry out compulsory acts will now be practicing upon many things which are optional, which are not even necessary. And when both the compulsory acts and the optional acts begin to become part of this person's life, then he now becomes the beloved of Allah. And when he becomes the beloved of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala himself now automatically makes this person practices upon the deen. So in the initial stages, we have to practice upon deen manually. In the initial stages. But if a person makes this effort and this sacrifice, then a time will come when practicing upon deen, he will be able to do automatically. So initially a person practices upon deen manually, and thereafter a time comes when practicing upon deen becomes automatic for him. And when he reaches this stage, where he is now automatically practicing upon deen, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself to protect this person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now this person, his life has become such that he is doing everything the way I want. He has become my beloved. So now he has reached such a level that in sa'alani a'taytuhu. If he was to raise his hands and he was to ask from me for anything, then I will give it to him. His supplications will be accepted. He will be granted all of his wishes. وَإِنِ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. And if he was to raise his hands and say, Oh Allah, protect me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will most definitely protect this person. So the recipe to gaining acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person, he lives his life in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then fattabi'uni. Allah ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you tell the people that if you claim to love Allah, then follow in my footsteps. So learn the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and live your life in accordance to the teachings which you find in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you will do this, then yuhbibukum Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to love you. So the way to gain the love of Allah, to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to do those things which we have been taught by Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a recipe to success, not only in the hereafter, but this is also the recipe to success in this very world. In this very world, we will also see great benefits if we practice upon the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another place that وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who bring iman, and after bringing iman, they live their lives the way Allah ta'ala wants them to. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely make them the leaders on the face of this earth, just as He made the people in the previous times the leaders on the face of this earth. So leadership will be granted to such people. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَرْضَى لَهُمْ. Furthermore, Allah ta'ala says that we will establish for them the deen of Islam. Allah ta'ala will establish this deen on earth and it will become easy for them to practice upon the deen of Islam. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ فِي خَوْنِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Allah ta'ala further says that if they are living in a society where there is fear, then Allah ta'ala will change this situation of fear and make it a situation of peace. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving these promises to those people who live their life in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as believers, we have to keep this point in our mind that regardless of what the situation is, we have to practice upon the deen in all cases, in all matters, in all situations. Our success lies in following the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the best way of life. Rather, it's the only way of life. Islam is not only a religion. Islam is not just ibadah and worship. Like in other religions, the primary focus is on ibadah and worship. And after ibadah and worship, there is no guidance with regards to other aspects of life. But when it comes to Islam, Islam is a complete way of life. So we have been given guidance with regards to every aspect of our life. From the moment we wake up until the moment we go to sleep, in every aspect of our life we have been taught, if we were to study our religion, we will know that we have been given guidance as to what we need to do in every sort of situation, in every condition. There is guidance for us. But because we do not take out time to study our religion, this is why it's very easy to fall into this misconception that we don't have guidance as to what we need to do in every situation and in every condition of our life. So we should always take out time to study our religion. And after studying our religion, we need to practice upon our religion. We need to practice upon what we learn so that we can become true ambassadors of Islam. And we can portray the correct image of Islam not only to Muslims but also to non-Muslims. One reason why there is a misconception regarding Islam is because the non-Muslims, they themselves have not understood the true image of Islam. What is Islam in its reality? They have failed to understand Islam correctly. Sometimes it may be because they may have picked up a text or gone online and they've just merely read a very loose translation of a verse of the Quran and they have understood that particular verse in the incorrect context. For example, a very simple example is that in Islam, it's not permissible for a person to keep a dog as a pet. So we all know that we are not allowed to keep a dog as a pet in our homes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that any house in which there are pictures or there are dogs, then the angels of mercy do not enter such homes and such houses. But this is why we should be very careful that in our houses we do not have pictures also. Many people, they may refrain from keeping a dog in their house. But we see that in many Muslim homes, we are not cautious with regards to pictures. Many people take photos and thereafter they display these photos in their homes, in their houses. So this becomes a means of the angels of mercy not entering our homes and we become deprived of great barakah and great blessings. So as far as a dog is concerned, a Muslim cannot keep a dog as a pet. But that does not mean that because Islam has instructed us not to keep a dog as a pet, it doesn't mean that Islam has instructed us to treat a dog in a bad manner, to ill-treat a dog. Rather, we find the complete opposite, that a woman, just for quenching the thirst of a dog, she was granted entry into Jannah, into paradise. So look, sometimes, because a person may take something out of context, he may understand Islam incorrectly. So one reason why a non-Muslim may understand Islam incorrectly is because he has not studied Islam through the correct sources. And a second reason is, which is a great reason, that we as Muslims ourselves do not give the correct interpretation of Islam. That we do not practice upon Islam the way we are supposed to. So Islam is left in the Quran, Islam is left in the Ahadith, but our actions are completely contrary to that which they are supposed to be. Otherwise, if we had practiced upon Islam the way we have been taught by Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then a non-Muslim would most definitely feel attracted towards the religion of Islam. When Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullahu ta'ala decided to sell his house, rather his neighbor decided to sell his house. So the neighbor was a non-Muslim. So when he decided to sell his house, the price tag which he placed on his house was double in comparison to what the house was worth. So those who were interested in purchasing the house, when they came to ask this seller that why are you selling this house for double the price, then this non-Muslim, his answer was that the reason why I am selling this house for double the price is because whoever will purchase this house, he will become the neighbor of Abdullah bin Mubarak. So this house is worth double because you will never be caused any inconvenience by this neighbor. This neighbor is a very good person. So look, there was a time when a Muslim's house was worth double. Why? Because a Muslim lives in it. So this shows that if we practice upon our deen, then a non-Muslim will want to live next to us. He will want to purchase this house. And our house will have a much more greater value to it. But this is when we as Muslims, we practice upon our religion. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was being tortured in Makkatul Mukarrama, and he decided to leave Makkatul Mukarrama, then when he reaches the outskirts of Makkatul Mukarrama, a very influential non-Muslim by the name of Ibn Daghina, he stops Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that inna mithlaka la yakhruj wa la yukhraj. You are such an individual that you can never be taken out from your land, nor can you leave your land. You must continue to live in Makkatul Mukarrama. So because Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived his life the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had shown us, when he decided to leave his homeland, the protest from the non-Muslims was not that we want this Muslim to leave our country. Rather, the protest was that we want this Muslim to remain in our country. So see how times have changed. So we're not going to say that all the blame is on the Muslims, but it's very easy for us to point fingers at others. The pointing fingers at other people will never solve a problem. The only way we can solve a problem is if we point a finger to ourselves and we take responsibility. So whenever there is an issue in the world, the clever and the most intelligent thing to do is that we look at ourselves, that where are we going wrong? And what can we do to assist the cause and not cause more harm to the cause? So whenever there is any sort of protest against Muslims, then as Muslims, we should ask ourselves that how much of Islam is in my life? Am I obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I practicing upon the entire deen? And for majority of us, the answer will be that no, I am not practicing upon the entire deen. From 100%, what percentage of deen am I practicing upon? So if the answer is that I am only practicing upon 10% or 20% of deen, then the true cause for concern is that why am I not practicing upon the entire Islam? Does that mean that I also have reservations when it comes to Islam? I also do not have that true reliance in my own religion and in my own faith. So if we were to practice upon the entire deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place love in the hearts of those who do not even accept Islam, and they will also be compelled to love us. Like Zayd ibn Aslam rahimahullahu ta'ala used to say that ittaqillah yuhibbuka an-nas wa in karihu. That if you were to practice upon the deen, the people, they will begin to love you and they will be compelled to love you, even if they dislike to love you. So even despite not wanting to love you, Allah Ta'ala will place the love of the Muslims in their heart. But when will this happen? This will happen when we practice upon Islam. So for this reason, it is necessary now more than ever that as Muslims, number one, we study our religion fully. That we don't only think to ourselves Islam is only about ibadah and worship, or it's about a few rituals. No, in everything we do, in every moment of our lives, we ask ourselves that what does Islam demand from me in this particular situation? When I am at work, how should I behave as a Muslim? When I am at school, how should I behave as a Muslim? Now there's no point being a good Muslim in the masjid, but when you're at work with your colleagues, you don't behave as a good Muslim. Or as a youngster in school and in college, you don't behave as a good Muslim. No, even there, even if your teacher is a non-Muslim, even if your classmates are non-Muslims, you must behave with them in such a way that they are compelled to believe that Islam is a great religion and Muslims are very good people. When you are traveling, you are sat on an aeroplane, you are sat on a bus, you are sat on a train. Even there, Islam teaches us. Allah Ta'ala has actually mentioned this also, that from amongst the rights of the different sectors, one is the right of that person who is your neighbor during a journey. So in a in a journey of, for example, a plane, you're only there for 4 or 5 hours, for example. But even in those 4 or 5 hours, the passenger who is sat next to you, how do you behave with him in those 4 or 5 hours? Practically, you could propagate Islam to him and he could become a Muslim without you even saying a single word. Or without you behaving in a way that a Muslim is supposed to behave. But we don't take these opportunities. We think to ourselves that at this moment in time, I'm in a journey. This is not the time to show someone who a Muslim is. No, we have to practice upon Islam at every moment of our life. You go to the shop to purchase something, and the shopkeeper is a non-Muslim. In those few seconds also, how you behave with this non-Muslim could lead, it could leave an indelible effect on this person that, wow, this is how Muslims are. Without you even realizing, your trustworthiness, your good character, your smile, it could go a long way in this person's life that until now I thought Muslims were very bad people, but the reality is that Muslims are very good people. So this is one thing we need to do from today, that wherever we are, whoever we interact with, we need to remind ourselves that I am a Muslim, and who is a Muslim? We're not doing it in a fake manner, we're not trying to show that Muslims are good people, where in reality we're not good people. No, a Muslim is a good person. This has to be our belief. How can it be that a person does what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught him, what Allah Ta'ala has taught him, and in the effect is not that he's not a good person? No, a Muslim is a good person. But because we've left these teachings, this is why sometimes people are left with this misconception and this wrong image of Islam. So once again, we need to study Islam correctly and we need to bring the entire Islam into our life. If we will do this, then inshallah, this will be one great means of dispelling myth and evil thoughts with regards to the religion of Islam. And it will be a solution to the Islamophobia that we find throughout the world. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the ability to study Islam correctly, to practice upon Islam correctly. And we also make dua for those who have misconceptions with regards to our deen, that Allah Ta'ala grants them the ability to understand the correct Islam and also show them the beauty of Islam so they can also accept this beautiful religion and they can also see success in this world as well as in the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Before the adhan, if all the brothers can stand up in the places and stand together and don't leave any empty gaps, fill in all the rows so those brothers who are coming in late, they can find a space in the masjid. Please make the rows from now, stand very close together and don't leave any empty gaps. Even the brothers in the rooms at the back, please fill in the rooms in the front first. Until the rooms in the front are not filled, do not sit in the rooms in the back. Fill in the rooms in the front first.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
brothers are reminded, tomorrow after Asr Salah, our weekly Darse Quran will take place. All brothers are requested to participate. And on your way out, you are requested to donate generously towards the running cost of the masjid.
I've been informed that there's a lot of brothers waiting outside to come inside. So requesting the brothers, we might be standing in the passageway. There might be a cause of an obstruction for people to come inside. So please try and look for spaces in the adjoining rooms.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذ اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسحر والحمى أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.